Okay, Barai Rabotai, yesterday we learned Simen Sadi Beis Se'if Aleph, which talks about when you have a piece of meat that falls into a pot of milk. So the Gemara says that according to Rav, the basar is aser and the cholov is mutter. And the Gemara says that the case is because it's nafalotai yora. Rosachas, because the yora is boiling, and therefore it's mivla bala miflet lo palat, right? Therefore, it absorbs and it doesn't spit out. And what we pointed out yesterday is that there's a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Tosfos on both specimen days. The Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rashbam says that kol zman es roseach, it doesn't spit anything out. And the Rabbeinu Tam says that kol zman es roseach, it doesn't spit out the stuff that it was boileia now. But the stuff that was there beforehand, einenu haroos, we see that I cook, let's say, celery in water, so it's going to become yellow, green, whatever the color is right away. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says that the stuff that was there beforehand, it's maflet right away. But it's only the new stuff, the cholov that came in, so it's mivla bala, miflet lo palat. And we pointed out that Shulchan Aruch says that we pass in, like the Rabbeinu Tam, right? Shulchan Aruch is speaking about that only the cholov, is there a shaila of whether the chalav goes out and the aser is because of the mino, and therefore you can't even do te'ima, right? That's only about the chalav. But about the basar beforehand, the vada, it gives stuff out. According to the Rashbam, it's not an issue. So Shulchan Paskin's like the Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rashbam. Look at the notes of Elijah Kramer of Vilna, right? We call him the Vilna Gaon because he was smart. So the Gra writes in Ois Daled, right? Dahainu, kodem shatanuach hayora, right? This din is only before the yoyre stops boiling. But if it stopped boiling, so then the cholov and its boileia won't go out. Right? So let's befeshek the Rabbeinu Tam. Befeshek the Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone agree? What's the Gaon say? Gaon writes, Kipeirush Rashi. Wow, Elijah, dude. Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, you come Rashi. What happened to Rabbeinu Tam? How can you quote Rashi? And which Rashi does he mean? So the Gaon probably means the Rashi who writes on Kuf Chesamet Beis, on this case of Kederi Osachas, that's Mifla Bala, Mifla Opalat. Rashi writes, this statement that Rav said earlier, etc., is talking about Shenafal Oso Zayis, the Teich Yerer Osachas, Dimashaboleya Eno Polate, Shekozmanch Eno Nach Mirsichasov, Eno Polate. Rashi says, Kozman, then it's not Nach Mirsichasov, it's not Polate. And the Gaon is understanding that what Rashi means is that kol zman shel nach mirsichosav, it's not polate the stuff that it was boileia. But that's not abundantly clear in the Rashi. One could have learned that Rashi says like the Rashbam. The Gaon, I think, is being mechadesh that Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know enough about the derech of the Bi'ur HaGra in Shulchan Aruch. Does the Gra tell me chidushim in his, where he's mitzayin stuff, right? Is the Gaon saying, I'm being mitzayin Rashi, not Rabbeinu Tam, to teach you, hey, dude, look at that Rashi carefully? Or maybe somehow, I can't understand. It's hard to know. But the Pashtus is saying that Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, and Kayadua, it's a chiddush within Rashi in the Sefer Shirat Hayam. He points out that the Gaon is Mitzayin Rashi, but it's not abundantly clear what this Rashi is. We're good, gentlemen, or it's not, but let's hear what Rashi says. So that is what we have in Se'if. Well, let's talk about one other Ha'ara in Se'if Aleph, the Chavistasis Ha'ara. Chavistasis Ha'ara. So the din is that a piece of basar falls into the Cholov, so that basar is going to be asar, no? Basar asar, Cholov mutar. Statement of Rav. Now, that means that I am not mitzdarev all of the cholov to be mevatel this drop of cholov. I say somehow that the cholov, I say somehow that the basar traps the cholov in, and the cholov that's trapped in the basar makes that piece of basar a piece of basar b'cholov. And I don't say that it immediately spreads out to the entire kedera and does not create an issue on the piece of basar. Right?
Basar?
Right. In other words, we say that the basar is asar.
It does create a problem.
So we say that this basar, it creates a problem, becomes basar b'cholov. Why don't I say that the cholov that goes into this basar, it's part of the kedera, and it goes through and through, and it spreads out to the entire kedera, and the basar never became asar? Hello. We have cases of a tipas cholov that falls on a the dolphin hakendera, let's say, right? This is a case that we'll encounter in this simon. A piece of a drop of milk falls on the dolphin of your chalan pot. So the din is that it spreads out throughout the entire chalan pot. And therefore, it's ki'ilu that drop of milk is diffused and it spreads out. And therefore, if you have shishim in the chalan pot, kenegdai, it's going to all be mutter. Why don't they say that it stops in place? How come by the basar that falls into the yorish or cholov, that basar becomes asar? Right? We don't say that the cholov diffuses, spreads out to the entire pot. We say where it landed, it's trapped. But by the tipas cholov that falls on the kedera, I don't say where it landed and trapped. I say that if it falls keneged haroitov, the tipas cholov diffuses, it spreads out to the entire pot and it's going to be bottle.
Isn't that the whole point of it being mifla, mifla bala,
so mifla bala, mifla, so let's say it's a kedera sahas. Okay? In other words, what you tried to answer is that maybe my cholent isn't boiling. Right, and if it's not boiling, but let's say my cholent is boiling, right? Af echad lo amar that when my cholent is, af echad lo amar that when my cholent is boiling, the kedera becomes usher, and everything else, right, is going to be mutter because it diffuses to the rest of the pot. Af echad lo amar,
it falls on the pot.
It falls on the pot. Right? Why don't they say that it's trapped where it fell? Just like the cholov is trapped inside that piece of basar. So I should say that the tipas cholov is trapped where it fell. So the Chavis Das points out a Yisaidis Dika Svara from the Trumas Hadashan, which is called the Svara of Mikushar. The Svara of Mikushar is Azoi, if I understand it correctly, that the kedera is connected to all of the liquid in the kedera. The kedera supports the liquid in the kedera. The kedera is what keeps that liquid from splashing out and getting all over the place. So memela, the kedera is all one unit. However, the piece of basar that's in the kedera is viewed separately from the rest of the kedera. It's almost like the way I like to say it, or I said it in my youth, this is somewhat like there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that you're not allowed to carry when there's no Erev, correct? Guys, Smicha students, are you allowed to carry when there's no Erev? Excellent. You see, Eitan knows. Eitan's a Smicha student. You can work in finance and you still know halacha. Unbelievable, right? So, I can't carry. Let's say I'm carrying something inside a keli. I'm a chayav once or twice. If I carry two separate items, so one could argue maybe I'm chayav twice. But there's a din that if I carry something, or let's say I carry a baby inside a baby basket, and let's say I say chaynos yasatzmo, so it's not carrying minatayra. But I have the baby inside the basket. So maybe I'm chayav out the basket. So the din is that the basket is considered one entity with the baby. No? So it's only like I'm carrying the baby and I'm only violating Issur Drabanan. That's the halacha. It's only an Issur Drabanan in that case. Meaning the thing that holds something is ki'ilu a chelek of what it's holding. So here also, says the Chavis Das, the Svara of Mekushar is a Svara that teaches me that the liquid in the Kedera is all one entity. The Kedera with its liquid is all one entity. So when the Tipas Chola falls on the Kedera, it's Kilo, it's falling into the whole pot. As opposed to the piece of basar in the chalav, which is a separate entity than the chalav, which is surrounding it. Right, that's the next nekud I wanted to mention, and I think now I completed tzadi beis if aleph, which means we have to move on to tzadi beis if beis. But before we move on, morag rabotai, gentlemen, questions, comments, observations, jokes. Yeah, Yitzi, this is a joke, Mr. Mo.
What I said that the Kli is just not Rosakas, meaning the Kli itself is not a Dover Rosaya, and you can't compare that to a Bhaktiva Basa.
But even, let's say it like this, even if it is not Rosayach, right, it should be mispashed. If it's not, if it is Rosayach, so the din is Mivla Bala Mifla, Mivla Bala Mifla Lopala. So it doesn't spread out. But if it is not Rosayach, so then it's going to even spread out, right? And if it spreads out, that makes it better.
Right. So that's why by the Kli it's fine. It's fashioned in 12th position.
But
by the Basar, it's not Raphless.
But by the Basar also, the piece of Basar, if it's not Roseach, the piece of Basar is going to be Usar. Right? You want to say a Kula, that if it's not Roseach, then the piece of Basar, then the Cholav is Mitzurav to the rest of the cholav in the kedera, and the piece of basar itself is mutar. You're giving me a kula because it's not reseach. I thought if it's not reseach, it's a chumra, that it's even polite. But you're saying it's a kula if it's not reseach.
Right. And this is just similar to the what we learned in the whatever it was with Isser, not also the cholav, with whether or not if you have Isser that falls off a piece of meat, whether or not it's
actually we're going to have to talk. That's going to be a big sig in Sadi Bey's base that we'll talk about like in 3-4 minutes.
That's even migrating similar to this case. You know, this, or in this case, it's Chalav falling out of the piece of Osir instead of Isir. And there's a whole lot of Holocaust whether or not it's Osir Pikula.
And so just give me 5 minutes and I'll get there. That's a big topic in Sadi Bey's. Hey, give me 5 minutes and I'll get there. Mm-hmm. You're trying to say a Chiddush that there's a difference between Roseach and not Roseach. With that din, not sure that that's correct. Mr. Katz, Hakoyin.
Isn't the Cholov spread out
through the whole piece of meat, no? It spreads through the whole piece of meat, but I don't say that the Cholov spreads throughout the entire, if the Cholov would spread through the entire pot, so then it's Ke'ilu the Cholov goes through and through to the entire pot and doesn't get stuck in the basar at all.
It spreads
throughout everything that's in and in, and therefore nothing is going to be usher. If it falls keneged harotav on the kedera, nothing is asr. Biggest call in Judaism. I'm cooking my chalant, milk falls on my chalant pack, keneged where the chalant is, or mutter. Why? So the answer is that it's more mechubar because it's hitting a keli than it is when it hits the meat. Right? That's a svar of mikushar. That's what it's called. And you just like hold the svar because it's going to be important and we'll talk about it later. Okay. Simon Sadi Beis, Se'if Beis, is the opposite case. It's a Mishnah Kufkas. We're not talking about meat falling into milk. We're talking about milk falling onto meat. So the Mishnah tells me that Tipas Cholah falls on the Chatipa. If there's noising time in the Chatipa is Aser. But if it's near Sakedera, so then it's going to be, if it's near Sakedera, so it depends whether the Tipas Cholah is noising time in the Chatipa. If it's noising time in the Chatipa, it's going to be Aser. If not, it's Mutter. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Grand, amazing. What's the tzir? What's the case? Tipas cholov falls in the chaticha. So there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ri. What the case is. The Ri says that the case is that the chaticha, which it falls on, is not in the right of at all. The Ri says that the case is I have, let's say, a bunch of pieces of meat in the pot, and I have one piece of meat that is on top of everything. In that case, this piece of meat becomes asur. And I'm not mitzarev the entire kedera to be mevatel, the amount of cholov that fell into it. If, however, according to the Ri, maybe I'll use this bag, it's easier. If, however, according to the Ri, the kedera is partially submerged, so according to the Ri, b'kahai gavna, when the cholav hits the chaticha, it disperses, it spreads out to the entire pot, and it's going to be bottled, assuming that there is shishim in the entire pot. The only time when this fatiha itself becomes asr and nothing else becomes asr is when this piece of meat is on top of all the other pieces of meat. That's the shita of the Ri Baal HaTosfos. The Tosfos, however, quotes that Rashi disagrees. And Rashi says that even if the piece of meat is partially submerged in the pot, we could still say that that piece of meat becomes aser and everything else is mutter. Right? According to the Ri, the only time that I look at that piece of meat on its own is when that piece of meat is on top of everything. But according to Rashi, even if that piece of meat is partially submerged, that piece of meat is going to be aser, and presumably not everything else. The only time when it diffuses to everything is when the piece of meat that it hits is completely submerged. Right? So it's a machlokas Rashi and the Ri. Okay, you get the scenario, Chevra. Rashi says if the piece of meat is partially submerged, the cholov remains in that piece of meat. But if a piece of meat is completely submerged, that's when the cholov diffuses to the entire kedera. The Ri says, even if the piece of meat is partially submerged, the cholov is going to diffuse to the entire kedera. We're good? We're good. Now, I challenge anyone to find the Rashi. Tosfos has this on Sadi Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos has this on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, that is Mahogas Rashi and the Ri about the scenario. But you look around and around and around, you don't see such a Rashi. There's no such Rashi that we have. So the Maharsha on Sadi Vavam and Beis says, I got to find such a Rashi. The Maharsha says, I have the Rashi. The Rashi is a Rashi on Kuf Chasam and Beis. Let's go slowly. The Gemara says that in a case where it's Ni'er Okisa, Ni'er Okisa means that the Tipas Chola falls on the Basar, and then you stir it right away. So when I stir it right away, then that Tipas Chola spreads an entire pot. Or Kisa, if the second the Tipas Chola falls on the pot, if I take my cover and I cover the pot, so therefore, everything is mitzuraf. And therefore, the Tipas Cholov is going to be batal in the entire pot. By Nir and Kisa, everybody holds that I do not look at the piece of meat where the Cholov hit alone. I am mitzaref the entire Kedera in that case. We're good? Look at Rashi, Kufkas on the Beis, by Nir Bekisa. Right? Rashi writes, it's like six lines into the wide lines. Nir means Higis Babim Megis, Hamanaris HaKedera. You stir it. So therefore, Mispashet HaTam Bekula. Therefore, the Tam spreads in the entire pot. Vichain HaMechasa Osa. Also, it spreads an entire pot. If I cover it, it spreads an entire pot. Mipnei, Zakdashi, because Shemei Hashulayim Olin Ad Piha V'yardin. If I cover the pot, so all of the steam, all the water in the pot goes up to the top, and therefore the whole pot becomes one entity. I'm not going to say that only this Chaticha is problematic, and this Chaticha is separated from the entire Kedera. I'm going to say that the whole Kedera is Mitzurach because I'm Mechasa. And what happens when I'm Mechasa? Zot Rashi, when I'm Mechasa, the pot, the Mei HaShulayim, the water at the bottom of the pot, is Oilin Ad Piha V'yardin. Rashi writes, it's Oilin Ad Piha, meaning it goes up to the top of the pot. The fact that Rashi says it goes up to the top of the pot means the only time I say that this piece of meat is a chelak of the rest of the pot is when the entire piece of meat is covered. Oilin ad piha. Jesse, you look confused.
I don't get it.
Let's say I have a little bit of steam in the pot, but the steam does not reach the pot cover. If it does not reach the pot cover, so in that situation, I would not say that it's ki'il, this piece of meat fell into the entire pot. It's only, the only time I am mitzaref the entire pot to be mevato the drop of milk that fell, is when I'm mechasa. And Zot Rashi, by being mechasa, what I'm doing is all of the water in the pot, all the steam in the pot, is oile to the piha, is all to the top of the pot, and then it's like the drop of milk is mitzuraf to the entire pot. I don't say only this piece of meat becomes asar. Says the Maharsha, I see from that Rashi, where he says oilen and piha, that the only time I'm mitzaref the entire kedera is when it's every piece of meat is covered, it's completely submerged. That means that if I have a piece of meat that's partially submerged, that piece of meat itself is going to be usher, nothing else is going to be usher. The only time, right, I look at the entire pot as one entity is when the meat is completely submerged, and therefore I say it's olin ad piha. Eitan, you also look confused.
You're actually just describing the tzias of how steam works. So you could still say that if you could make a case where the steam somehow only got a partial of the meat.
But there are such cases when the steam only gets to part of the meat, no?
Not when it's covered.
When I cover it, sometimes I cover it and there's not that, let's say I have a little bit of liquid on the bottom and I cover it, so the steam might not get all the way up. Because it doesn't.
Heat rises.
What?
Heat rises, but on top.
Heat rises, but it might not rise high enough to cover everything. I think the two of you are both saying the same idea. Everyone named Eitan says the same thing. That's the Yesod. Two of you are saying the same idea that maybe the Metzius is that when you cover a pot, the steam always gets all the way up to the top.
So why does it say Reseach?
What?
What is
it? It's Reseach. But when it's just because it's Reseach, does that mean that the steam goes all the way up to the top of the pot? Can it be Reseach and only part of the meat is covered? I think so. I don't know. I mean, you have to do homework. Gentlemen, you have to cook tonight. This is your homework. Cook. Boil a pot of water or a little bit of water in the pot. See, is there a scenario that the steam doesn't go all the way up to the top?
Could it be that even if you assume that the CSA is going to cover, the steam goes to the top, but the fact that you have Kisbury Daka, I mean, there's only steam in a pot.
You're saying that if I didn't do kisui, there's a little bit of steam in the pot, and the steam would cover.
And
when
it's
I,
not the start, so all right, it actually holds. So
okay, you just defended the Maharsha. Yes. Even if the Metzius is that when I cover it, it always goes up to the top, but the fact that the Gemara has to say I cover it, and presumably there was steam there beforehand, okay, say there. Good, we just answered the Maharsha. Good. So Rashi versus the Ri, right? According to the Ri, again, if I have a piece of meat that's partially submerged and the drop of milk hits that meat, so I say only that piece of meat is osir. Excuse me. According to the Ri, if the meat is partially submerged and the milk hits the meat, so then that milk diffuses the entire pot. According to Rashi, if the meat is partially submerged, the milk hits the meat, so the milk ki'ilu gets trapped in that piece of meat. That's what I think is Rashi and the Ri. How do I paskin? Do I paskin like Rashi, or do I paskin like the Ri? Not clear. Or the yeshivish way of saying not clear is machlokas. No, machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The case in the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon HaMechaber, is that Nafal Cholol B'Tov Kedei Rishol Basar, Tov Min HaChaticha SheNafal Alecha HaCholov. If some milk falls on a piece of meat, you taste the meat, whether there's Tam Cholov or not. If there's Tam Cholov, the whole piece of meat is Asar. If not Tam Cholov, so then it's not Asar, and the Ramah writes, we don't do Te'ima anymore. Every time the Mechaber says Te'ima, the Ramah writes, we don't do that. So what's the scenario that only this piece of meat is Asar? So the Taz writes in Os Beis that there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ri. And the Taz says that when miktsas hachaticha munachas tocha rotov, excuse me, the Taz, right? So let me read this one. The Taz, midivrei haShulchan Aruch shehem divrei haRambam nirish esvira leKarashi midukasa beimnesra hachaticha iseres hashar al kain nirali dehachi kaimalon, even though the Maharshal passes like the Ri, but the Maharshal elsewhere passes like Rashi. And Zuck the Taz, we hold like Rashi. And that's the Taz Ashita, that the entire piece of meat, and only the piece of meat, is going to be Aser when it is partially submerged. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef and the Shach in the Shach says that it's not true. Right? In the Shachan Os Dalet, he writes, Kol HaMechabrim, besides the Rashba, and Kol HaAchronim, Paskin like the Ri. Now, by the way, Rashi is a Chumrah. The Ri is a Kula, no? if the piece of meat is partially submerged, so if you hold like the re, that means that the cholov will diffuse an entire pot, and only the entire pot has the ability to be mvafle tipas cholov. So if I have shishim in the entire pot, it's all going to be mutter. According to Rashi, right, when the meat is partially submerged, so that piece of meat becomes aser, and I'm not mitzar for the entire pot. So the re is a kula. The shach paskins lahakel like the re, because koha mechabrim and koha achronim paskin like the re, etc. According to the Taz, we hold like Rashi that this chaticha itself is going to be osur, and the raya is that when you stir it, everything else becomes osur. According to the re, it became mutter the moment it hit the meat, so everything is mitzuraf, it's all going to be matirat. According to Rashi, this piece of meat is osur, and then the osur is everything else. There's no raya at all. Maybe even according to the re, the scenario is I have a piece of meat that's on the top of everything. The cholov hits that meat. So that meat should become osur. Then when I stir it, it osurs everything else. Right? Mehechatesi, that the case is like Rashi. The shach argues that we pass on like the me, we don't pass on like Rashi. Now when I say we, the we over here seems to be the mechaver. The Ramah is very clear in Sif Dalet that if the piece of meat is partially submerged, if the chaticha is kula chutz l'raita, then I'll say chanan. But if it's miktsas hachaticha tocha rotav, so then I don't say chanan. Meaning, if miktsas hachaticha is in the rotav, so then the tipas cholov diffuses the entire pot, which is the shita of the re. So the Ramah in Seif Dalet holds like the re. Taz says that the Mechaber holds like Rashi, but the Ramah holds like the re. But the Taz Tainas that, you know what, even though the Ramah passes like the re over there, he's only passing like the re, he's machmir both ways. Basically, the Taz writes in Os Hey that the Ramah is machmir both ways. That the Ramah should have been masig on the Mechaber, because since I, Taz, prove that the Mechaber holds like the re, the Mechaber holds like Rashi, so when the Ramah paskins like the re, he should have been masig. He should say Yesh Omrim. The fact that he doesn't is because the Ramah is really machmir both ways. That's what the Taz says in Ice. Hey, meaning this piece of meat is going to be usser when it is partially submerged, and right, nonetheless, we're not going to say chanan according to some, but yesh lahachmir lesser osa chaticha. Meaning, this chaticha won't aser everything else, but the chaticha itself is going to be aser, which is the way of being machmir according to Rashi as well. That's the way the Taz learns it. Okay, have to take a deep breath. So we have a machlokes Rashi in the Ri, and I have a machlokes Shach and Taz, how I paskin. If you look at the Banei Shulchan Sif Katan Yud Tes, he says that we should really be machmir like Rashi, unless it's hefsa meruba. Okay. Now, the achronim over here The Shach and the Taz, this is the Shach Gimel and the Taz Gimel. They're bothered by Yakasha. How can the entire piece of meat become Osir? We learn in Simen Kuf Hei Seif Dalet that by Tzli, it's only Osir Kedei Netila. Right? Tzli means that I have a piece of meat that is outside of the pot. The liquid is not completely around that. So in that case, only Asus Kedei Netila. So how come in this case, where the Tipas Chola falls on the Chaticha, how come I say that the Chaticha becomes Asur Bekulo? It should only be Asur Kedei Netila. And this Kasha is both according to Rashi and according to the Ri. Right? According to the Ri, certainly is a Kasha. The chaticha is on top of all the other chatichas. Tipas cholov hits it, right? So the cholera, it's not in the liquid. So I should say, oh, it's not in the liquid. So therefore, it's only also kedei netila. It's a din of tzli. And even according to Rashi, it hits the top of the piece of meat. So that should be considered tzli. And therefore, it should only be also kedei netila. Yet the entire piece of meat is usher. Yet I reached the end of the time allotted for the shiur, and therefore I'm Yetz Hashem Zuntig. We are going to Zuntig in the Fri. We're going to have to continue from the Shach. Gentlemen, have a good day. Have a good Shabbos. You should all be blessed.